transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
This morning's gospel, my brothers and sisters, is a sober reminder of God's invitation to us, and many times our rejection of the invitation. The gospel begins with the story of this man who has created a great banquet. Now keep in mind, this is a parable of the kingdom of heaven. Christ is sharing this story originally with the Jewish people, who were those who had been invited. Keep that in mind for a moment. And so as the story goes, the big banquet is ready, so he sends out his servant to tell everyone that had been invited, come on now, everything is ready. Oli ne'etim. The servant is Christ. He's going out to tell the people of God, the Jews, that everything was ready for them. And the story continues. One after another, people begin making excuses to not come. My brothers and sisters, this story is not just for the Jews of the Old Testament, but it is for us today. This story is written directly to us and for us. Because God has created a great banquet that He has invited us to. And in our busyness of life, we find it too easy to make excuses. We find it too easy to look at our calendar and come up with any number of reasons that we cannot come to church as often as we should be in church. Now, obviously, I'm talking to you. You're here. But let's be honest with ourselves. How many times do we wake up on a Sunday morning and we choose to not come to church, not because we're sick? Obviously, if we are sick, we should stay home, especially in this pandemic. If we are sick, we should stay home. That's the easy part. But how often do we look at our life, well, I have a lot of things to do this week. It's my only day to relax. It's my only day to do this. It's my only day to do that. If we're honest with ourselves, these are the excuses that we use, even though we're here today. How many times have we used those excuses to not come to church? And yet, God does not force us into His church. Now, the gospel talks about the master being angry that those who had been invited didn't come. Remember the context here. Jesus is telling the Jews the story. And so he sends out into the streets everyone the servant could find. The sick, the lame, the blind. Everyone else. He says, bring them in so that my house is filled. He was trying to let the Jews know then, and he's trying to let us know now, that if we choose to not take God up on His invitation and come to church as often as we can, If we choose to not take up God on His invitation, He's going to find someone to replace our seat. He's not going to force us to be in church. He's not going to force us to be in heaven with Him. He honors the free will of these men in the parable, and He honors our free will. So if we wake up on a Sunday morning or a Wednesday morning, or when we come to the holidays for Christmas or Epiphany, and we say, you know what, I think I'm just going to sleep in, God's going to honor that free will. But He's going to find people to fill His church. He's going to find faithful members to fill the ranks of heaven. And then we will find ourselves as the Jews found themselves on the outside. And then this very profound last verse. Many are called, but few are chosen. You see, my brothers and sisters, God has called all of humanity into His church. He's called every living human being to join Him in heaven. And He desperately wants all of us to accept the invitation. But He wants us to accept it freely, without pressure. Δεν μας πιάσει ο Θεός. He's not going to push us into heaven. He's called us, and it's up to us to accept the invitation. Now, I know currently, because of the pandemic, our seating is limited. I understand. There are always going to be things in our life that are beyond our control. I get it. But let's be honest with ourselves. When it is in our control, let's accept the invitation from God. And let's come and be with Him. And let's come and partake of His great banquet, the divine liturgy, His precious body and blood, to be one with the Creator of the universe. Why would we turn that down? I'm not quite sure why doing paperwork for work is more blessing than coming to divine liturgy. It's paperwork. Who wants to do paperwork? None of loy men, God lets us make our choices. So as we are preparing our souls for Christmas, let's choose Christ. Let's choose to accept His invitation. And let's choose to come to church as often as we can when it is in our control, understanding that sometimes things are beyond us. We have been invited. We have been called. Now, with our free will, may we be chosen by God, because we've accepted His invitation. Glory to God for all things. As far as they could
bear it. Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.